Welcome to We're All Friends here.
Oh yeah, we're back, baby.
I'm Matt Ruby.
Mark Norman here.
We're on 7th Avenue, just outside of Gotham Comedy Club.
Oh yeah, saw the old Greg Giraldo do a set.
Big fans. He had a rough crowd tonight.
Oh,
a lot
of
chatty Cathys in the audience.
You think Gotham would be a little high scale, you know, upper class.
Yeah, and the whole time we were waiting for him to just shit all over him.
And then he did it.
He did it at the end. He finally got to him, but
I felt like that's when his set started, you know, when he started shitting on him.
Oh, I think probably he couldn't figure out who was talking.
Right,
like, I feel like, you know what, if you start talking, just put a spotlight on her so he knows who it is, and then just let's take her out from there. Because
she almost ruined the show.
Yeah, when he went after, like, the whole crowd, so happy.
Yes,
so happy.
Yes.
Why do you come to a comedy show? You just want to, like, look
I
at
know.
Your phone and...
Right.
Talk. What were they, showing pictures?
They were showing pictures. They were taking
like,
pictures.
Like, your best friend better have just had a baby or something.
Right.
There's got to be some fucking event in your life.
You know. Who gives a shit?
All right.
So we're a little worked up here.
Yeah, well, we were excited. We like the Giraldo.
Love that Giraldo.
So we got a show.
Oh, yeah. This is a hot one.
Yeah, this was a great show, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. This is one of the big ones.
And, let's see, how do we start it off? It's you and I talking about something,
me and
right?
We have a fun little intro. We kind of go into our banter there about, you know, what we like to jerk off to.
The good old bant.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start it off.
All right, here we go.
What about that thin broad I saw you walking around town with?
Oh, yeah, the anorexic one.
Yes. Yeah. She was hot.
She is pretty good. She's a friend of mine. Well, it's interesting because I'm pretty sure she's anorexic. She's lost a bunch of weight recently, and I feel like I should talk to her about it, but it's really working out great for her. She's dating all the time. She's getting hit on. It seems like she's much happier. Like, do I really want to put a stop to all that? I feel...
That's true. That is interesting. It's a horrible disease, but if it helps your social life.
You know, yeah, I mean, like, maybe let her meet a guy. And then start eating again. Maybe
that's
just use the disease for a while.
I have a similar thing. When I was in college, I rushed a frat, me and this other guy, and he got in because he was more racist. They liked him better.
More racist than you?
What? Come on. I'm only racist on the surface. Deep down, I'm good.
You're just superficially racist.
Exactly.
Most people, it's the opposite. Most people, deep down, they're racist,
that's
but superficially... They're open-minded.
That's true, but no, I like all minorities. They're good people.
Yeah. Except the Puerto Ricans, of course.
Well, I can't argue with that.
Forgot.
Oh,
the Puerto Ricans.
It's
the hat. This was a segue. See, this was a test to see if you guys were paying attention. This is the racist hat.
With this hat on, thank you. With this hat on, you can say any racial slur, shit on any gender.
Complete immunity.
Complete! Anything you want. The N-word, the K-word, shitting on women, barefoot in the kitchen. Whatever you want to
Which words it. Were those? What did you just say?
Oh, boy. Thank God for the hat. I have a little confidence now with the song.
Yeah, you look more in flow. I'd put you in my fraternity now, I'll tell you that.
Oh, this hat, I would have been the president for that thing. But yeah, anything you want, you know. Anything. So, you know, women aren't funny, black guys can't get a cab, whatever you want to talk about.
It's not that racist to say.
I guess that's not racist.
To just say facts isn't racist.
That's a good point.
And both those things
okay,
were,
oh,
anyway.
Black guys steal, what do you want from them?
That's, but you're getting warmer.
All right,
warmer.
They can't read. no black people can read.
Now, how about white people? We never go after white people, because the whole
point
is, you can go after anyone.
Anybody.
And white people are fucking miserable. I hate white people.
They embarrass the shit out of me, white people.
Well, I don't know. White people are the only people who pretend that they have to learn how to dance. That they don't know how. There's no
That's
other
true. That's
minority.
True.
There's no people in Botswana like, I don't know how to dance.
Right.
They all figured it out, except for white people.
Right. That's a good point. It's supposed to come out from you. You know, dancing. It should be a natural.
Just let it happen.
Let it happen.
And you know what I hate it most? Because I can't dance. I hate that.
I can't either. I can kind of do the jitterbug, but that's kind of sad.
That's so you're like doing the Charleston. Doing one of these.
Oh, that's a hell of a move.
Thank you.
It's a good move.
Been working on that all week.
Is that why you're not getting laid? Are you pulling that move in clubs?
Actually, I do that, and then my back locks. It's a whole issue. So.
But yeah, they're very... And what bothers me about white people is this... This is a rough term, but the old white flight. You know, these guys going out to the suburbs. You know, come on, get in the city.
They took the term urban.
Yeah,
that
urban.
Means black people.
It's all black now, yeah. What are we, rural?
I think we are now. What if you're a black guy who lives in Alaska? Are you urban?
That's a good point. You live right on Main Street.
Main Street, Alaska.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Is that not the capital?
I don't know. Where do we wind up? We get to the state capitals of Alaska. From racism. Racism always ends in Alaska. I think that's the lesson.
That's true. Well, those Eskimos, they're dirty people.
You used to work with an Inuit.
I did work with an Inuit, but he got out of it, I'll tell you that.
Being an Inuit, he wasn't up for it.
He wasn't up for being into it.
Wasn't into it.
Hell of a guy, though.
Should we start this fucking show?
I think we did.
And we're back. That was us. And now we got our first guest coming up.
Oh, yeah. I love this guy.
Yeah, we're both
guy.
Big fans of his. Moved here, what, like 6 months ago from Seattle?
Yeah,
something
just
like
about,
that?
Yeah. From Seattle. Blew it up over there. Now he's trying to take it over here, you know.
Funny guy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Boy, he opened up.
Oh, well, thanks to you. You really pried him.
Well, it's our job,
that's
right?
That's the point.
I'm a prior.
We're friends.
Not a Richard, but a prior.
Ooh.
It's a safe place. That's
right,
what this show
right,
is all about.
Right. Time to open up.
I mean, let's just get into it. You guys are going to be blown away.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Andy Haynes.
The drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Not doing it anymore.
No, I am. I started when I don't drink a lot because there's too much guilt associated with it, but, like, the other night, Stanhope was drinking, and I wanted to impress one of my heroes, so I was like, I'll get fucking drunk and ruin this, so.
Oh, so, before that, how long had it been since you gotten hammered?
Oh, a couple weeks. Okay. I was clean for 4 years, and then I just...
Then you moved to New York.
Something like that, yeah.
It happens. What, now, should we be scared? Are you now on a downward spiral? Is this just the beginning?
No. I feel like the other night I got pretty drunk, and I got drunk the night after, like, Cabin one time. But,
oh, yeah. That was fun.
It's just like I think the biggest problem with my drinking was that I was 19 and really horny and kind of just didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Don't you find that you do a lot of inappropriate touching when you're drunk?
That's my problem.
I try to fuck
anything I can.
Oh, yeah. Same way. Even black chicks. But I'm not saying it like that. Like, black chicks are gross. I'm just saying, like, I would never have the balls to touch them.
Yeah.
No, I've been shot down all the time. But, you know.
I gave up after middle school.
I was going to be put in the position where I would be the open-minded one by saying, I've never fucked a black chick.
Oh,
like,
I see.
That's more open. I don't know.
I would love to, but I...
Really?
Are there volunteers? Any black chicks in the audience want to fuck Andy?
I mean, obviously, I'd want her to be a good person as well. I just, like... like culturally, just white men are just such pussies that
right.
It doesn't work out.
You know, the hat, you can go off on white.
I think that's accurate. It's not even racist.
Yeah.
Let's get into, like, obviously some troubles happened with the drinking.
Right.
What's, like, give us some worst case scenarios.
Well, I flipped a minivan going 70 miles an hour in the snow, no seatbelt on, climbed out of the upside down car and hitchhiked to the grocery store to buy more beer.
Wow, pretty good.
That's dedication.
Look at her face. Wow, you blew her away.
That's being committed.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend that I would I'd sneak in her back window of her house to get in, and one night I drank like a silo, the red cup, the solo cup.
Solo, yeah.
Pure vodka. Drank the whole thing on a dare, and went in her house, except it wasn't her house, and woke up in the morning actually in another house on some elderly couple's couch with my wallet on my chest. Was still so drunk that when I went to my house, I forgot how to get back to the elderly people's house. My dad called me, and he goes, hey, the cops have your cell phone. So I'm like, all right, they must have just found it. I call the cops, and they're like, yeah, we're holding your cell phone in a burglary case as evidence because I had gone in the wrong back window, dropped my cell phone.
What do you think those old people thought, just seeing this, you know?
I'm just afraid that, like, some horrible porn is going to come out someday with me in it. And I'm just like, oh, man.
That's why the wallet was on you. They gave you a little cash.
Yeah, something like
that. Would you black out a lot? Like, you wouldn't remember when you had done?
Yeah, it's like about two-thirds of the time.
So what's, like, the next day someone says, hey, you did this? Like, what's the worst thing that you...
found out the next day?
One time somebody came up to me and they go, "Hey, Tire Slasher." I've gone to a party after getting thrown out, and I brought a knife, like a kitchen knife, and slashed all the owners of the house tires, which I woke up and paid for.
Really? Yeah. So you're a good guy. Yeah, you're a good guy, at least.
Yeah, I felt guilty.
Do you feel like there's an evil Andy and a good Andy? Like, you have to, like, pay for what evil Andy does?
I feel like I was, like, self-conscious for a long time, and I wouldn't be myself, so I would try to compensate for, like, the meekness, you know what I mean? So I'd be like, when I'm drunk, people called me Randy when I was drunk, because it was, like, a little more, you know, country western rock and roll.
Right. I got you. I would think I was the same way, except when I get shit-faced, I just wet the bed.
That still happens, though, right?
Yeah. I thought you meant to you. I was, like, about to reach out to you. And to you, too! No, but yeah. So, you ever had the old one-night stand on the drunk binge?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Some scary ones, huh?
Not, like, they were never, like, a stranger, per se, but definitely, like, people that I knew and I was, like, not happy to wake up next to them.
Yeah.
I can vaguely remember being like, well, she's left.
Yeah. That's the best, though, when they're gone.
Yeah. I wish.
I have a two-part question.
Please.
It would be a little painful.
Oh, geez, you want to get into that already, eh?
What do you think?
Well, you know, man, we're all friends here.
This is a safe place, everyone.
I wish we had an offensive hat. I mean, we have the racist hat, but I wish we had something.
I'm going to try and work it towards the racist hat.
Okay, well, that I like. That I like.
Do you think all the alcohol abuse was as a result of the molestation?
Ooh.
And part two. Did the molestation have anything to do with the gay uncle?
Ooh.
That's nice timing with the hat. No.
Homophobia counts too.
Gay uncle was not involved with the molestation. Right. In molestation, I think I got the short end. Like, I did not get a bad molestation.
That's what he said.
You know what I mean? Sorry. It was like exposing, you know what I mean? A babysitter. He was a 15-year-old Catholic dude. Like a
really?
All-boys school Catholic guy. And the thing is about him is that I actually saw him my last year of college, and he was like clearly a meth addict and a male prostitute.
Wow.
And I was like, what's up, motherfucker? Last comic stand. And I didn't. Did
Wait, how old were you when it happened?
I was 8. The worst part about it was I was in a body cast.
What?
Yeah.
He got you in a body? That's like rape.
He didn't rape me, though, let's be frank.
I think either way, it's 8. It wasn't like if he wasn't in a body cast, that he wanted it. The body cast wasn't the biggest crime.
Well, I mean, you're right, but I just picture you in a hospital in this full thing, you know, leg up, arm ups, and he's just like, that's like the one open part of the cast, you're jealous.
Which, what a strange cast that would be,
that
a full body cast. Because of the erection.
He's exposed.
For an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Left foot to nipples, right knee, just like that. Yeah, crotch open.
Really?
Yeah.
And you were just like, you couldn't do anything. That's
my arms were free.
And he came to the hospital?
No, he was I was in the body cast for 8 weeks.
All right.
Because I broke my femur.
Terrible.
And you're not allowed to move anything below basically your neck or shoulders. And he was just the babysitter.
Oh, a babysitter. That's so cliche.
But I think that's actually a big problem because lots of moms don't want guy babysitters.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Well, what kind of kid or guy?
What kind of guy wants kids?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
Like, I don't go to, I love going to the dog park and I love going to playgrounds too, but like, I get the strangest looks at playgrounds, so then I just go to the dog park instead.
Why are you going to playgrounds? What the hell are you doing at playgrounds?
The same reason I like watching the dogs play. It's fun. They like sniff each other's assholes. It's great. What's wrong? I like kids. What's wrong with that?
Is there a term for molesting dogs?
That's my point. Just because I go to the dog park doesn't mean I secretly want to rape a dog. No one thinks that.
All right. Well, it's so strange to me. Look at that teeter totter. Oh boy.
I'm not actually doing that face.
Teach his own.
And so 15, and he just sat. Like, do you think he was abused? Is that where this started?
It must have been. Yeah.
Catholic seems likely, right?
Actually, no. I think that that school, O'Day High School, which is like a big sports powerhouse, they recruit and pay for kids' rent.
Oh, wow.
And stuff. But I think that there was a lot of stories about brothers, like actual Catholic brothers, taking kids and doing bad stuff.
That's a shame.
That Catholic church is
gonna
stop.
It's gotta go. It's gotta go.
That's like it's every fucking church.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
I would say like Kinko's. If there were thousands of 12-year-olds getting raped at Kinko's, Kinko's would be shut the fuck down.
Good point.
No one would be like, oh, that was Charlie, the night manager. We transferred him to the Midtown branch. So.
Yeah.
Good point.
I
like that.
I would say molestation at Catholic churches is as common as apathetic workers at Kinko's.
Wow.
Woo! Showed him the wang.
Wow.
Yowza.
Anything like that ever happened to you?
Not recently.
I could see you having been abused. Maybe you've repressed the memory.
I do the abusing, baby.
All right. You're in charge here.
Well, you know, I love that show.
And next up, we have a guest from Philadelphia.
Oh, this guy's fun. Kent Haynes, Philly's funniest, literally.
And, he won the competition.
Right.
And, you know, kind of maybe a little more of a conservative guest,
would you
say?
I would say that. Clean cut.
Clean cut, but still like some skeletons in the closet, you know? No. We all got them.
We're all human. We're human.
And we had a fun time with him.
Oh, yeah. We drug it out of him.
So here's Ken Haynes.
Woo!
Well, let's get personal on something there.
Sure.
When you were in high school, you were so scared to break up with a girl that you mailed her a letter breaking up with her.
This was
still hung out with her for 4 days while the letter was in the mail.
Going well from the start. All right, this was our first date.
Wait, with open communication like this, it's a shock.
Yes.
That things weren't going smoothly.
Oh, I could just imagine every day. Like, did the mail come yet? No.
Oh, great. What's tomorrow? Sunday? Oh, yeah. Monday's what? Federal holiday. Fantastic. Okay.
We'll get dinner that day.
Yeah. Okay. So my current girlfriend, our first date with Passover Seder. The girlfriend before. This is the one that I broke up with via USPS. Our first date was, I was really getting into movies, and I was just like, any movie that got any sort of Oscar buzz, I would just rent and watch. And so our first date was up in my parents' bedroom. It was me and Catherine and Young, the Korean exchange student who was also he lived with our family all year, watching Boys Don't Cry. And it was about the time when Peter Sarsgaard killed Hilary Swank for being transsexual that we first kissed. So. It might have been before that part, actually. I might be misremembering it. So anyway, so I tried to break up with her because my current girlfriend, said she liked me. I'd never asked out a girl who didn't already tell me that she liked me because I'm just, you know, it's like, you gotta wait for the horse to come, then you bet on him. That's not a good analogy. So I tried to break up with her, but then she started crying, and I had never done that to somebody before.
Terrible.
So I got back together with her immediately, and then when she left, I started writing a letter, and I just put it in the mail, and then I just... Hung out, but like small talk. I wasn't saying I love you anymore, but that was a little bit awkward.
Just sex.
No, yeah, it was just like kiss goodbye. I felt bad. As you would if you had done something.
Of course you felt bad. You had done something terrible.
I had done something horrible. And then I think it
hadn't happened yet. You had just done it.
It's one of those things where like you've gotten yourself in the situation and you're just waiting for that thing. Like you get in trouble in school and you know the teacher's gonna find it, and you have to sit there. I sat there for 4 days with that.
Wow.
And then the thing that was like it was really sad but also kind of adorable was that she sent me a letter back. Which was not as nice as mine. Quick. Mine was very conciliatory. Hers was nice.
Well, you've got the hat on. What was it like to live with a Korean for a year?
This guy was fucked up, man.
Yeah.
He couldn't speak a lot of English. He, you know, so all the kids taught him curse words. Dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he would just be like studying, and we had to like share a room, and he would be studying and just scream. He would just be sitting there and just go fuck, and then just go right back to studying.
Really?
Korean tradition.
Yeah, or something like that. Like I don't know what it was, and so he just terrified me. And then he thought I was showing him snuff films, obviously, because I was making him watch Boys Don't Cry.
Oh, yeah.
So we just had a very tumultuous year there. So
did he cook a lot of noodles?
He microwaved a lot.
That's actually in fuck. It was PHUK. It's Korean stew. Moving on. The relationship stuff. Maybe the problem comes from how you found out about your parents' divorce.
Okay, yeah. This is... This is... my parents... my parents were, like, married for, like, two... No, they got engaged, like, 2 months after they met. And I used to tell that, like, amazing true love story. Like, they knew after 2 months.
Yeah.
So then, like, they made it through the first wave of divorce. But they... So they got to, like... They stayed together for the kids. And then, like, my sophomore year of college, I came home. And they were about to do some renovations on the house. And so we had, like, the meeting to, like... We were, like, ready to... And so my parents were like, oh, guys, we're getting a divorce. All right, let's pack everything up. And we spent the entire day packing all of our personal belongings into boxes and moving them out of my house and moving Dad's stuff to the hotel where he was staying. And then just sort of driving away and moving the rest of the stuff into my aunt's house.
Yeah, they turned the tears and the anger into manual labor.
Yeah, we were there for hours. We had so much shit. And just
marinated.
It was like every single thing was like, you know, something I was getting rid of, like a memory that was just
being tarnished. Now, they're still cordial?
They're all right. My dad has... Oh, let me tell you this. This actually happened this week. My dad's coming up to Philly to visit me and see me do a show. And he was like, hey, I'm coming up. I'm bringing trouble. I was like, oh, who's that? He's like, oh, my new girlfriend, Nancy. Everybody at work calls her trouble. What the fuck, right?
God.
Does he not realize how that sounds? Like, that's terrible. And he's like, oh, she's the funniest woman. She's so gregarious. She talks to everybody. I'm like, Jesus Christ. He's bringing, like... He's bringing, like, some insane woman, right?
Yeah.
He met her in a church group. I don't know.
Church group. A lot of people are meeting women at church.
These Episcopalians.
Yeah.
Saucy.
So. Trouble.
In trouble. That's not bad.
Should I feel bad that this is not going well, or is it on you guys?
Oh, no. It's your fault.
Okay.
Sounds like your parents' divorce.
Yeah. You know what? We'll mail you a letter and tell you how it went.
Yeah.
That's nice. We'll figure it out then.
Then you can mail one us back.
Yeah.
There was a... You hit a Playboy magazine when you were young.
Oh, yeah.
Or your brothers did. Someone... you were responsible. And
this is kind of like a... This is a winding story through my whole family. So when I turned 18, I really wanted to buy a Playboy at Barnes & Noble because my friend worked there and said they sold them. I didn't know that, and I thought that was hilarious to, like, go into Barnes & Noble and buy a Playboy because... Yeah. That's how you're transgressive when you live in Birmingham, Alabama. Woo! So, I went in, I was, like, really big about it, I, like, pulled out my license, like, held it up in the store, I was like, I got it! I was just being like that. And so then when I left for college, I gave it to my little brothers, and I was like, here you go, going off to college, and I just, like, threw it in the room and left. Like, I was like, suddenly I was becoming the cool older brother after I had never been for, like, 18 years, so...
Before the internet, this was very cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That'd be funny if you weren't thinking, you just threw it and it was like a Highlights magazine.
Yeah.
You just didn't know.
Dare you to fucking find all the rabbits.
They're in the tree. They're in the tree.
Yeah.
And then they put it
so,
in.
So, yeah, so my brothers freaked out. They're like, you're little good. They're little Episcopalians. They didn't know what to do. They freaked out. So they're like, literally, my little brother Davis is crying about it. He gives it to. Because he doesn't know what to do. He's 13, so he gives it to my sister. He's like, just take it. Just put it away. So she puts it in the closet. My mom finds it.
Yeah.
Maybe during the move. Not sure. And then sits down with my sister and has a conversation about her being a lesbian. Which she was not. But, so that was a nice little...
Well, I love that you phrased it as an intervention.
She sat her down and she was like, Lillian, I have found some literature. Lillian's like, what are you doing?
Were you there?
No, it wasn't there. She was very private. But my sister, you know, she reenacted it for us. Because my mom doesn't know, you know what I mean? She's, like, from, like, small-town Alabama, and now all her kids are, like, comedians or theater kids. Like, they're doing, like, dance. Like, they're, like, Billy Elliot around in the living room. She doesn't know how to deal with it. Yeah. And then she's, like, Lillian was, like, the only one that she never thought was gay, and now she finds the magazine, you know? But, that was all right.
Is she a lesbian?
She is not. Dang it, some guy.
We should have her on the show. But she's got some skeletons.
Well,
yeah.
I guess we gotta
I'm dying to hear more about the religious family, but yeah, I guess you're right.
Is this the part where I leave?
Do you have one more?
No, I got nothing.
Ken Haynes!
Get an action, everybody! Come on! Thank you.
Ken Haynes.
Woo!
Ken Haynes. Haynes and Haynes. Starting off the show.
Yeah.
The Haynes double bill. Spelled differently, though.
That's true.
Don't get too excited.
One's a Christian, one's an atheist.
And speaking of that, we have a black person coming up.
Hi-oh!
This guy just blowing up
all
over the place.
Everything.
He's going to be famous, right? He's going to be huge. Or
pretty
he
much
is
there. Yeah. He's on a threshold.
Do we even need to introduce him? I mean, is it like...
He opened up pretty good, too, so...
Yeah, some foster home stuff, right?
Yeah, so this...
Well, his parents...
This could tarnish his career later, you know?
This could come back to bite him in the ass.
Which I kind of like.
Let's... We could bring some people down with these podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's nice to have that power.
Yeah, it's nice to have some power.
Yeah,
even if it's imaginary, right? Here's Donald Glover.
Yeah!
You grew up in an orphanage.
I did not grow up in an orphanage. I grew up in a foster home.
Foster home.
Then you were watching Annie the other day. Not an orphanage. Foster home.
Oh, yeah. What's the difference? What is it?
Foster homes are filled with children who theoretically could go back to their parents.
Really?
They're being taken care of under the state, and their parents could go to court and do certain things to get them back. Like,
but you're living with your parents at the time.
I was living with my parents, and it was a foster home, and a lot of kids went through. And
so your parents, they're probably like really nice people and stuff, right?
You're right.
What's that like?
It's... you guys are getting too many. This is over. No, they're really nice. They're good people. Like, my mom, I think she just has a big heart, you know, she can't say goodbye to kids, which is why we probably adopted some of them, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
So you probably felt neglected almost.
I fucking totally did.
Yeah.
I would not be on this stage if it wasn't for, like, needing attention all the time. Like, it was that. It was just like, you know, like, my mom would just, like, give them all attention. She was like, no, but like, they need it more than... And I was like, what do you mean? Like,
if anyone would come in, you'd be like, this.
Yeah, new kid. It's like, oh, this kid was molested. You gotta be really nice. And I'm like, whatever. So,
funny enough, that was Andy Haynes.
That's what I was thinking.
can I borrow that sentence?
His dad is a French guy, Jerome. So.
Thanks, Spook. What I wanted to say is, I had to borrow the hat because what you got here is, I noticed you have great teeth. You have great teeth.
Yes.
Great teeth. And you claim you have great teeth because... slaves had great teeth.
Yes, that is true. It's a true thing. It's a true thing because when, like, black people have, like, there's a lot of things like that. Like, theater, I have studied a lot of it, but, like, black people in general, African Americans in America, have good teeth.
That's true.
And here's why. Because when slaves were brought over, they would check their teeth first.
Ah.
And if they were infected, they'd be like, okay, that guy's gonna die soon. So they would just wouldn't buy them. So those guys would die, and the ones with good teeth, like, naturally, who would that take care of themselves lived, and they were bought, and they were now the better ones gone. So,
please,
that's
please.
Right.
There you go.
Is that true, nigger?
Not to compare black people to horses. But that's actually where the phrase "don't look a gift horse in the mouth" comes from.
Is that right?
Is that right?
When you gave someone a horse back in the olden days, you checked the health by like looking at the teeth. So if someone gave it to you as a gift, don't go and look at the teeth right away because you're insulting the person who gave you the gift of this horse.
I've got one about Jews too.
Yeah, all right.
Dumb Jew. there's one that is, they say the reason, and this came from Dan Ekman, a friend of mine. He's like,
sounds Jewish.
Yeah, he's very Jewish. And the reason why Jewish people are neurotic is because those are the only ones that survived the Holocaust. Those are the ones that were like, this shit is fucked up. We need to get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of here. The cool Jews were like, everybody loves Jews. Let's hang out here. We've never had a problem.
That's probably
throughout history.
You know, we have a lot of cool Jews going out there.
They died, and then the neurotic ones.
You think that's true,
Jew face?
It makes sense to me. You don't meet a lot of like relaxed, easygoing Jews.
But you think after time, like it's been, you know, 50-something years.
Oh, we've been persecuted recently.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been 100. I mean, like, we still got high blood pressure and shit. Like,
guess,
this stuff takes
point.
A while to get over
point.
Shit.
That's a good point. I guess that's why you guys don't smile in pictures.
Yeah.
We're a very inside.
That's exactly what it is.
Now, are you a fan of dating the white girls?
Here's the truth of the matter. Like, I would like to be black. I don't think they like me. I don't think they do. I think I'm too much of a...
Really?
I'm too white. Yeah, that's the truth.
Oh,
you getting some backlash from the black community? Like
yes.
Really?
Like, how does that manifest itself? Like,
In punches?
No.
they don't like it. Sisters don't like it. I actually kissed a white girl. I kissed Aubrey Plaza. You guys know her?
In
Mystery Team. That was kind of a big thing. Like, not I don't have a problem with it, but like I know, like, so I can call like my sister up just to get like the feels. Like, would you have a problem with that if you saw that? And she was like, oh, yeah. Just like straight up, like, yes, I would. And it was just like, you know, it's a thing, but like I kind of say it was just like, you know, you guys didn't want to date me in high school, so
right.
Fuck it.
Exactly. Well, it's weird because black women and white men rarely touch.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that's the whole thing, you know.
It's, yeah, I mean, have you guys seen the Chris Rock? I think that's true. Like in the last Chris Rock special, he talks about, he's just like, they hate it because they don't like white men. They
right,
hate black
exactly,
dudes
yeah.
dating white women because like dudes will fuck anything.
Right.
Like, you guys want to fuck black girls?
Oh,
like
sure.
You guys
yeah.
would. Like, it's like dudes will fuck anything because like fucking is fucking.
Right.
Like,
I didn't even fucking.
It's not about that. Yeah. Whoa, let's not get crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I would never do that.
Jesus Christ. Good thing I'm wearing a hat.
Yeah, good point. Good
is there
point.
Something nice, like just ancestrally about like banging a white chick, where you're just like, oh yeah, take for my people.
I'm gonna be honest, they're a lot louder, and I like that.
That is fun.
They're just
white chicks
louder. White chicks are louder. Are you kidding?
I'm not
you gotta
kidding.
Really work a black chick to really make
really?
It. Like, and then when you do, it's awesome. It's
yeah.
great.
Okay.
Like, they're
but just
most
like,
of the
time, it's just like,
but most of the times, yeah, it's just kind of like you're not hitting. Like, it's just like, they're a little more quiet. Not like Dasa, they're enjoying it just as
yeah.
much. But it's just like a little more reserved.
I mean, white girls
just.
White
girls
just
let it all hang. And they got nothing to worry about. Their student loans are paid and shit. They can scream all they want. Shit.
Oh, man. Sadly, I didn't know white women were loud. Probably a personal thing, though. Oh, no, oh, geez, your cousin has AIDS?
My cousin has AIDS. I mean, she's not really my cousin. I mean, like, she was, my aunt adopted her, and she has been HIV positive since birth, yes.
And she used to use that to get out of doing chores?
Yeah, she was... I mean, like, people always freak out when I tell people like that. It's like, oh, she was a real jerk. People are like, oh, this is like people with AIDS can't be jerks no more. Like, I'm gonna fuck Magic Johnson and be Mother Teresa or something like that. Like, it's just like, people with AIDS can't be jerks. They're like everybody else. You guys were talking about AIDS before. It's just like, they live a long time now.
Yeah,
and, like, she's been on meds for a long time. I've never seen her sick. And I'm not saying, like, you shouldn't feel bad for, like, the situation she's in. But,
right.
She uses it to her advantage. She's like a person.
Yeah, no problem.
A person would use that. Like, there's not a person in a wheelchair who hasn't been like, I'm gonna fuck this motherfucker up.
Right,
like, hey,
yeah.
I get that place. Like, man, this is human nature.
My mom was paralyzed. Extremely inconsiderate.
I mean, it is. She earned it. She earned it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I got AIDS. I can be a fucking jerk. You know?
AIDS is like the disease race card, you know? You can just pull out.
Yeah, you can.
Well, with my mom being in a wheelchair, I could never complain about anything. Ever.
Yeah, that's
like,
a good point.
I was stuck in traffic. You're like, yeah, I can't wipe my own ass. You know? Like the ultimate trump card.
That is the go-to.
Wipe
my own ass is the go-to.
Which is weird because it doesn't seem like, I don't feel like it's that special an activity.
Good point.
I'm like, wow, this is living. This is what it's all about. Although I did talk before about how much I like shitting, so now I'm contradicting myself.
So who's wiping her ass?
She had home health care workers.
Oh, that's
my dad would not go near that.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
That's fucked up.
That's fucked.
Well, he stuck around, but he wasn't interested in like wiping things. Is that it's fucked up to not want
to
wipe your wife?
Well, you don't have to watch it,
ass.
But I think that's part of
that. I see where he's coming from. That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's, like,
it's a lot, but that's part of the vows, you know?
All right.
Knock on wood, man. Let's not play with fire.
You know what? We'll have my dad on the show sometime. You can ask him.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
We can see what happened to you.
Not pretty. Anyway.
Anyway. How do you feel about the Japs?
Where are you getting your information?
I
feel fine about them. What did you say?
I got here. Japs are strange.
Oh!
Because they dropped a bomb on
them. That goes along with the other theories of just like how they're just like people say like Japanese people, oh, they're weird and crazy. Like we forget, like they had to rebuild their culture after we fucking nuked them. Like it's like they're nuts. Of course they would be. Like it's just like they're, I mean, in general, I mean like the things that they had to do, they had to rebuild all this stuff, and we were like kind of giving them all that shit.
Right.
Like with like commercialism and stuff like that. Like that's our bath, essentially. Like, right. We did that. So, like, yeah. I would say I'll stand by that shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If I were them, though, I wouldn't want to move here just because of that.
Just because of that?
Well, I mean, that's pretty serious. Like, I don't know. I don't even walk out on a bad movie, let alone move into a country where I feel hated.
I don't know if they feel that way anymore. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not Japanese, but, you know. I'm black. I hate this place. but, no, I don't know.
Any other ethnic theories we should know about? The Indians? You
got any question about whiteys?
About, I mean, you guys got it great, man. This is, I mean, like, there's no... I mean, it's pretty... I mean, like, I can't think of anything that's, like, other than... No, there's no theory. I don't really have any theories on you guys. I mean, like, all the other theories are pretty self-explanatory, but...
Right. Do you think, are white girls attracted to you because they think you're going to have a big dick?
See, here's the problem. Like, they come to me, they think I'm going to be dangerous, and I'm not. They're like, fuck this. Like, what's the point of, like, not being able to show my father if I'm not going to, like... You know what I mean? You listen to rap music and be like, fuck, you know, scream and shit. They're just like, I'm too nice and shit, so...
Yeah, I thought you were in the Alfonso Ribeiro Jr. Crips.
Oh, no. No, I'm not cool enough. That's the thing. Like, you know,
But I mean, I think it comes down to penis size in the end.
It
I mean, ladies, what do you think? Is it the size matter?
No.
Come on, Rebecca.
No, I'll tell you, it doesn't.
Look at those tits. Those things are huge. I mean, like, for me, that's the first thing I see about you, a little judge. Jesus, tiny penis, tiny penis. It's all downhill from here. From here, it's awful. But see, Donald, obviously, you're getting some screams.
I
think it matters.
I'm pretty, I guess I'm okay, hum. Like, I'm pretty good, hum. But, like, yeah, I think it's more about the motion. I find that certain motions do really well.
It depends on the girl too. Some girls like certain things are gonna. Each one's like a brand new book.
Yeah.
You know, you never know how it's gonna end.
Yeah, you never know.
Choose your own adventure. Remember those?
Just like it's like a choose your own adventure goosebumps.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
You get goosebumps. All right.
I found like. Do you have a go-to move that you think works across all ladies, or do you? I feel like each time you guys, you know, figure it out. The dick?
What's the dick?
You just get in there, like, you work, like, you do it like you regularly would, and then, but, like, right when you can feel that she's about to, you go in deep, and then just move deep in.
Now, what do you mean by about to?
Like, right when you're about to orgasm. Oh my god, man. Things are not going well.
This is all news to me.
My vagina.
What is this clit?
This
pisses on his futon.
We made sex. Why are you upset? I pissed on a futon.
Yeah, I'm starting to figure out dry humping. That's coming clear.
You're in the seventh grade. I just realized. Oh, shit.
See, like, sometimes I feel like the opposite of that. It's not the deep. It's like as a girl is having an orgasm, it's almost like she wants you just on the tip.
I find that the dick gets the vaginal and the clit at the same time because you're rubbing the clit and you're deep in. So it's just like talking about
it. It's over. It's a scientist.
You know, right. Figured it all out.
Jesus Christ. I think I'm off.
Not maybe, not maybe. Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah.
Can we hang out after the show?
I give you whatever I have. I don't. I mean, that's my only real trip. But
the dig, though. The dig.
He's even got a name for it. You know,
I
mean,
I got no name for everything. I'm just thinking, you know, don't fuck this up.
The Time Warner is yours.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sorry, but I got John and Kate plus eight on. You can watch that.
See, sadly, I find myself like laying on top of a woman trying to do like witty banter, which is never a good sign. Never a good sign. Yeah. Like, oh, how about that Ben on Lost? He's got some bug eyes. You know, like, that's what I'm doing in the bedroom.
And your dick is inside her.
It's in there, yeah. And it doesn't know what to do.
In and out.
So the dig is, though, you... I really don't... No, I never learned it!
Oh, shit!
Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you that.
Please. Okay.
Okay, you want... It's just what I told her.
Okay. Basically...
Just in... Like, as soon... Like, You're fucking her like you regularly would. Like right, but like right before, and she orgasms. Like yeah. Right before you go in and stay in and just move a little bit.
And then ask about Ben from Lost.
Yeah. But like, do you think they're going to tie everything up with him? Kind of thing.
What is the hatch?
Jack has become way more complicated, hasn't he?
All right, I'm going to try that, because I feel like I've been doing the dig, like, in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I just go all the way and then move, and then I'm done. You got something? I'm sure you're 35 years old. You got some moves. You got to have something by now.
I hope so. I don't know.
I'm 34, I'm sorry.
You know what? The move I like, I think a lot of guys, they're too aggressive. You know, you gotta, like, I grew up with cats, which I think has helped me a lot. It's helped me a lot.
Wow.
With how I watch
women. I've never heard that before.
But, like, you gotta, like, stroke a woman very gently and softly. Then, at the end, you can do the dick. But I'll tell you, like, this is my theory about you. You're, like, up front, maybe you're not big into the foreplay.
Nah.
Yeah, that helps.
That helps?
It was like clothing,
right.
You gotta really work there.
Is that your opener? Like, you just go up to a girl and you say, I had a lot of cats growing up.
I haven't used that as my opener.
Donald Glover.
Woo! Hot! That guy's hot!
That was a hell of a We're All Friends here, wasn't it?
That was one of the big ones, yeah. I loved it.
You know, we were just talking about napping. I'm a big fan of the nap.
My roommate takes these power naps. I don't know about that.
Power nap? Is that like a power bar?
It makes you powerful, but, you know, I've never seen anybody sleeping in the middle of the day and thought, he's going to be president.
I'm a big fan of the disco nap.
Now, what is that?
I think it's closely related to the power nap. I think it's when you're going to go out and party that night, but you want to get in an hour or two of rest beforehand. Although it always makes me think of, like, some guys actually trying to nap in a disco, which, like, you got the mirror ball, it seems right. Like it would be very difficult.
That
like
would be awful, yeah.
You know, how are you supposed to get into rhythm with that, you know, the people dancing all around you, the DJ?
And how are you going to nap on coke?
Yeah, and those floors are always flashing at you in the disco, you know? Very tough to be a Travolta these days.
Yeah, well, you know. Staying Alive.
Bee Gees.
Did you ever see Staying Alive, the movie?
The sequel?
Yeah.
Frank Stallone, big fan.
Love that guy.
What is that guy's life like?
Oh, jeez.
Frank Stallone.
I don't know. A lot of guns and whiskey.
I was going to say hostitutes.
What is that?
I don't know.
Hang outside of hostels?
Yes, exactly. Right. That's what it is.
Well, I've had a couple of those.
Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in to We're All Friends here.
Woo! And you don't want to plug the next one?
Yeah, we got the one-year anniversary coming up with the next show, so be sure to check that out.
Yeah. Jesus, Louises.
You all right?
Yeah, sorry. Fucking Jessica Rabbit just walked by. All right, but good Lord. Look at that.
She's got a shake.
Even the gay guys turned around. Oh, man.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.